We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from Bills Training Camp, and joining us in our studio, veteran defensive lineman Kyle Williams, going into your ninth year. You've seen it all, Kyle, really, at this point.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but I've been around a little bit.
How's this camp look to you in terms of the length? I mean, we're looking at a period of about 5 weeks where you guys are going to be in training camp mode.
Yeah, it's going to be a long camp, but I think that can only benefit us. You know, we've got room to grow and improve, and hey, we're here. We might as well do it now.
When you talk about improving, you're coming back on a defense that accomplished a lot last year. Not everything, but a lot in terms of some of the standard set sacks and interceptions, most notably. What can you do to improve this defense, and what do you think the focus is for this defense?
I think improving on the little things, mental mistakes, which lead to big plays. I think last year, if you look, you know, especially with our run defense, it wasn't a slow death type of deal with our run defense. It was you know, mental mistake here or there, and then we let out a big run, which hurt us. So most of those big plays are from mental errors, and very, very few of them were from physical, you know, where you weren't physically able to make the play. They're mostly mental errors. And if we can clean all that up and know where we're going and be able to get there fast and play fast, I think we'll be fine.
One play that sort of stands out in that regard is the first play from scrimmage at Tampa. As you look back, that had to be a jarring thing, to start a game like that.
Yeah, it was. You know, and I think that happened a bunch. That's – you know, guy gets out of position, it's a little late over to where you're supposed to be, and, you know, gains 85 yards or so, you know, and then you end the game and it's, oh, well, they rushed for 125 yards. Well, you know, you got one play where it's 80, you know, so, but they all count. And I think if we, like I said, if we can clean that up and play faster and guys know where they're supposed to be, we can remedy a lot of that.
Back in the spring in the OTAs, I had a conversation with Kiko Alonso about plays like that. And he said this year, it's before he was hurt, obviously, he feels this defense this year is maybe more fundamentally sound, and that he felt like he had gaps to fill and responsibilities that maybe you didn't have last year in the defense under Mike Patton. Is that true, or is that too simplistic to explain it that way?
Well, I'm sure that changes from every defense that you run. He's going to have different responsibilities. So, you know, to single out whether it's more fundamentally sound or not, I don't know. But he could play in this defense with the same kind of calls, then he could go somewhere else and have the same sort of defense but have different responsibilities. You look over the past, this league, this defense has been very good against all types of offenses, and so is the one that we played in last year. So I think there's more than one way to skin a cat, and you know, this one's going to be a little bit of a different way, and we're going to have to make it work.
How is it different, just at first blush? I mean, what will fans notice different about this defense?
Well, you know, I think last year, you know, too much is made about 3-4, 4-3. You know, they're, oh, we're a 3-4 defense. Well, why? You know, because there's three guys with their hands down. Well, Mario's standing up outside and at a defensive end position. He's not dropping. He's not covering guys. You know, so it's going to have a different look from that perspective, but the same attacking mentality is going to be there. You know, playing fast, playing aggressive. Those are some things that are going to be a staple, and they're going to carry over, not just last year to this year, but in the future.
Can you produce as much pass rush pressure in this defense as you did a year ago?
You know, I don't see why not. You know, we've got the guys, I think, up front that can produce pressure. We've got guys on the back end that help us. You know, they cover, we can get pressure, and it helps them cover. So it all kind of works hand in hand, and I think we've got, you know, a good combination.
And how is Coach Schwartz's style different than what you had under Coach Patton last year?
Yeah, not much. I mean, they're both, you know, kind of in your face, get you going type of guys, aggressive attacking guys that demand a lot out of you. So really, really not a huge difference there.
Kyle Williams, our guest, 9-year veteran for the Buffalo Bills at Bills training camp. Let me talk to you about some of the guys that you play around on that defensive front, in particular Mario Williams, who's had two productive years. It's almost like he's got a big target on his back because of the free agency signing, but he has produced in his 2 years with the Bills. Would you agree?
Yeah, he's been a great player for us. He helps us all out, you know, and I think that the great thing about us up front, if we're all going and playing well and healthy, we all can help each other. I think those are the kind of players that we've got around, you know, up front. And, you know, having, you know, Jerry, who's a great complement to Mario and myself and Marcel, you know, there's a lot of different things that we can do that can open up things for each other.
What can you tell us about Marcel, who's had a troubled offseason and a slow start, at least, to getting going here at training camp?
Well, I think Marcel will be fine. You know, he's obviously he had some issues in the offseason, and, you know, coming back, you know, he's had to leave to, you know, to settle up some of those offseason issues, but, you know, he'll be back either today or tomorrow, and he'll get ready, and he'll get ready to go.
Played with a lot of guys over your 9 years in the league. Marcel, it seems to me, as an outsider looking in, is like a good-hearted guy. It's not like there's a problem that's deep-seated in Marcel. Maybe just a little bit lost at this point?
No, you know, I think Marcel, you know, deep down is a solid, really, really good guy. You know, just I think some of the decisions that have been made over the past, you know, year or two have left some things to be questioned, but I don't think there are bad intentions in any of his decisions. You know, I think he'll be okay. He's a good teammate. He's a good guy. You know, we just have to, you know, get him, I guess, forward thinking a little bit more.
When the news came out 1st of July that Kiko Alonso had been hurt and lost for the season, just tell me what went through your mind about what your defense could do this year.
Well, you know, if there's a silver lining to that, it's the fact that it happened then and it didn't happen 4, 5, 6 games into the year, where you have a guy that's, you know, hasn't prepared for that and is going to be kind of thrown into the fire. You know, we're here now. Guys are going to have all of training camp, you know, 5 preseason games to prepare and be able to fill that void. Obviously, it's going to be tough. Kiko's a 3-down player. I think he played every snap for us last year on defense. He plays a run. He can cover. So it's a big loss for us. And, I think my main concern is, you know, what's it going to mean to him in the growth as he continues his career? Now, do I think – that doesn't mean I don't think he's going to come back and be the player that he once was, but your second and your third year are really big years for you. Everything starts to slow down, and it, you know, it's growth potential in your career. You know, so he's a little bit behind the eight ball there, but I expect him to come back full force and continue to be the player he was.
There is depth on this defense behind Kiko, behind a lot of people that maybe you haven't had in recent years.
I think so. I think you look around and you can see all the bodies, you know. Well, we can go 2 and 3 deep at a lot of positions. We've got different guys that can play. The talent level of the roster over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years is really, really kind of elevated.
I know you mentioned early on in this interview about being better against the run, not allowing big plays. From a schematic standpoint, what about from a personnel standpoint, in particular Brandon Spikes playing that Mike linebacker in there?
With him, he gives us something that we really haven't had, I think, since I've been here, a really big physical middle linebacker that can come downhill and can take on anybody that's coming at him. And that's not to, you know, not to slight anybody or anything like that we've had in the past, but that's what he's made for. He's a big, strong man that can come downhill and disrupt things, and it'll be nice to have him out there with us.
Kyle, I know, you know, the goal is always to win, but at the end of last year when the Pro Bowl came out, the Pro Bowl bids, and the three of you up front went to the Pro Bowl, you had to take a measure of pride on that, that three members of this defensive line really were going to go to Hawaii.
Well, you know, I think we enjoyed it when we were there. You know, as it came out, we still had a, you know, week left in the season, and trying to finish on a high note, and, you know, and didn't the last week of the year. But, you know, you look back on it, hey, that was great. We had, you know, three guys had an opportunity to go out there, four, and, you know, including Bird, who's moved on now. But new year, new defense, new staff, new players. Every year is different. And you know, this league is an interesting arena, because every year is different, and you have to prove yourself every year. So we got a long way to go, and we've got a long training camp to do it in. So,
as a 9-year veteran and a guy who's been a leader on this roster for the last several years, how do you get people to kind of affect the culture change that everybody's been looking for so long?
Well, you know, I guess I've kind of been battled that moniker, I guess, the culture change. You know, expectations can be set by a new coaching staff. You can practice a certain way. The only way you're going to change the culture is you start winning football games. I don't care what you're doing in practice, what you're doing in the weight room. The only way that you can change a culture is win football games. And, you know, you can't talk about it. That doesn't change it. You know, that's literally the only way to do it. And, you know, I guess – the old saying, you know, talk is cheap. You know, you can't talk about it being different, or, you know, get mad because people say the same things. You got an opportunity. You know, there's 100 yards out there, and it's, you know, 53 yards wide. That's where you go change it.
Are you close to being at that stage?
I think so. I think if you look around, like I said earlier, if you look at how we've elevated the talent on the roster, you've got a good mixture of veteran players and younger players. You've got guys growing into positions. Hopefully we can keep EJ healthy. You know, it seemed like he was getting better and better, and he'd get hurt, and, you know, and that really kind of held him back a little bit last year. Keep him healthy. I definitely think that we can shoot higher than we have in the past.
Kyle, thanks. Appreciate it.
You got it. Anytime.
Kyle Williams, defensive tackle for the Buffalo Bills. The John Murphy Show from training camp on Buffalo Bills Radio.